Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We have a great program for you today. Shelby Houston and Sarah Hurd, they are mental health case managers. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Well, nice to have you here, and really awesome for us to talk about Early Assessment Support Alliance. And, you know, the kind of work we do for mental health, let's just lay the big picture down of the array of mental health services that we have, and then we can kind of get into your specialties, or, you know, mainly why you're here today to kind of talk about early assessment. Give us an overview. Like, do people still not realize the array of health services we provide?
Sure. There's plenty of people who are not aware of what is with the county. In the Children and Family Services, we start pretty young with mental health services, with parent-child interaction therapy, and that's as early as 3 years old. We are also teaming with the public health department, going out and doing some screening with families in the home with the infants and the infant and child program. We also have therapy in the schools at the school-based health clinic. Here in Nye Street Clinic, we have therapists, and then up in Lincoln City, we have wraparound services for youth who are really struggling to be in their home in the community. So we have a broad array of services for children and family therapy. Mm-hmm. And then we...
Then on the adult side, which serves people 18 and older, we have, you know, therapy. That's our biggest service that we provide. But we also provide medication management, case management. Then we have, a whole bunch of groups that we offer to offer some sort of social interaction and life skill building. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, a crisis team. And they are out there 24/7 out in the community responding to crises.
And your crisis team, will they go out with law enforcement as well as by themselves, or is it a mix?
That is becoming more fluid, and it will do so over the next year as well. Right now, we have a small crisis team, but we do have resources to grow that so they can go out with officers more often.
Well, and I got a question for you too, because my wife and I, we got a call from a school counselor saying, I met with your son. I wanted to tell you what was going on with him. And of course, it was kind of like panic, what's happening? And, you know, eventually I talked to this gentleman, but the school has their own counselors too, right?
So they have academic counselors.
Okay.
And then there's clinical counselors or therapists at the school-based health clinic. So
I see.
The school employee struggle, you know, things at school that come up. And then there is also therapy that a student can go and have clinical therapy with a therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, our school-based health centers, you know, some people don't realize that we're sort of Lincoln County within the school.
Yes.
In some cases.
And the school-based health clinic through public health also offers primary care. So if a youth needs a vaccine or has a cold, they can also go in and see a nurse.
Well, thank you too for giving us an overview of the service. And I do kind of want to ask each of you, Shelby, what inspired you to go into mental health?
That's a really rich question. And it just basically boils down to, I want to help people.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me feel good to help people. We need people that help other people. It's just really needed in this community. And the mentally ill are some of the most vulnerable we have.
Well, thank you for that. What about you?
So it's an interesting path for me. I had previously worked for the state in another capacity for a number of years, and the opportunity to came up to work on the wraparound team as a care coordinator. Once I was with the county, I learned about ESA and was able to come onto this team. So I, through my job scope, I get a broader a range of working with clients. So it really is the same thing. It's the compassion and the passion for working with people who are struggling in our community and giving them hope.
Yeah.
I feel like I hold hope for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you are inspired to do that. I had filmed a training a couple years ago, I think it was, that was coming out, and I was filming, and I was like, wow, we have a huge mental health team. I mean, there's really a lot of people, you know? So I'm always learning too, and pleasure to have you today. So let's jump into that early assessment when we come back after our break. And we are talking to Shelby Houston, Sarah Hurd on Lincoln County Connections. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller with Shelby Houston and Sarah Hurd. Before we went to break, we gave you an overview of mental health services provided by Lincoln County. And now we want to, you know, basically define ESA, as you have given me the acronym, Early Assessment Support Alliance. But how do we think about ESA?
To identify and support young people whose symptoms are consistent with the onset of a psychotic illness, such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder with psychotic features. And we are aiming to capture, to help the youth that we serve within 1 year of their first psychotic break. The earlier we reach them, the better outcome for their lives that they have. So ESA helps to clarify their diagnosis, which can be difficult, you know, during the first break. And when they're young, we don't want to stick a label on them too soon. Get them to appropriate, and then supports reference and linking to appropriate care.
Yeah, it really is a 2-year treatment program for youth and young adults, roughly between the ages of 15 and 25 years old. To enter the ESA program, they would need to live in Lincoln County for our Lincoln County folks. Their symptoms not lasting more than 12 months, again, that early intervention. If they've not had like a first break, that high risk population, and we can talk about some of the symptoms, what we might be looking for, but getting them into a team-based program to help support, we can really help change the outcome of the trajectory of their potential illness.
Well, before we get into, you know, identifying some of these symptoms, when you say team-based, I know this is important, but tell us why. I mean, what composes a team?
So our ESA team here in Lincoln County is case management. It is a clinical therapist with extensive amounts of training. Her name is Sina Benson Arb. For those who have met her, they know she's wonderful. We have a psychiatric nurse practitioner who can do medications, a nurse who can administer medications. And then we will pull in doing education with the family and building a team for that youth to support them. Mm-hmm. So it's just a little bit different. It looks and feels different than other programs that are in the county.
And we also have, we can work with drug and alcohol counselors, even though they aren't officially part of our team. We'll pull them in as needed, just kind of dependent on what the client's needs are.
Yeah, you know, we kind of talked off mic about looking back in the science of psychology and versus nurture, you know, almost being, you know, two sides of a coin. But now, you know, really things are more of a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me like your team, as you just described it, really looks at all kinds of dimensions that might be affecting the person.
Absolutely. And it's our biggest goal to meet the client where they are most comfortable. So if they aren't comfortable coming into the mental health clinic, they don't have to. We will meet them at their house or at a coffee shop or wherever they want. Just trying to accommodate enough for these clients to engage in what can be a really scary time in their life.
Yeah.
Because it's very important that they get treatment at that time to protect themselves.
Yeah, you know, my history, when I had a close friend who had a psychotic break, you know, it was very difficult. And part of it was, honestly, what you just said about that you're out in the field. You know, I just didn't know how to get him out of his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it's just kind of hard to describe how difficult it was to, you know, work with him.
Right. And the team is also supporting the family and the friends on how do we respond when that's happening? How do we support this individual in their education and their career goals? And how do we support them with working through that process, identifying their strengths, really identifying that individual's risk for symptoms, and creating and developing a plan on how do we address this in the future while we're getting through whatever's currently happening.
Yeah, man, I just think back to that time, and so much would have loved to have been able to reach out to someone like this, and, you know, family was states away, and, you know, we're just trying to work through it. So I'm thinking we'll take our next break, you two, and then maybe go back into those symptoms. So as we're diving further into Early Assessment Support Alliance through Lincoln County Mental Health. Shelby and Sarah are with us today. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us on Connections. And we're back on Lincoln County Connections, talking to Shelby Houston, Sarah Hurd, Lincoln County Mental Health, Early Assessment Support Alliance. So you had discussed who the program serves, 15 to 25, and we are going to talk about kind of how to recognize a friend or a family member is, you know, having symptoms, or that they've had a psychotic break, or, I mean, is there a borderline scenario too? Or, mm-hmm.
So we also accept those who are at a clinical high risk, and we have tools for kind of teasing that out, and that's before they've had their psychotic break, but they're kind of showing some really early indicators that there's something going, something a little different in their brain happening. But then we also take people after their first psychotic break, and like I said, as close to a year as possible. And psychosis is a really broad term. Anyone can experience psychosis. For example, if you stay up too long without sleep, you're going to become a little psychotic.
And I have to say about that, like, I've done some runs on the computer before where I'm working a lot and it's late, and honestly, kind of a buzzing sound, sort of like, there's that fatigue that can happen. And
absolutely.
I honestly had a kind of some weird sensations, you know, from exhaustion.
And and there's a lot of other different causes of psychosis too, like substance abuse, brain tumors, PTSD can have symptoms of psychosis.
Okay.
Even extreme anxiety and depression. We treat those at a clinical high risk of psychosis, those who are schizophrenic or bipolar one.
Okay.
So even if we aren't expecting people who refer clients to us to know all, you know, why their psychosis is happening.
Yeah.
If you refer somebody to us, even if we can't take them, we are going to get them to the appropriate care and the appropriate program for them.
Some of the things that we're looking for, that are sometimes subtle, they're changes. They might be a new sensitivity to light and sound and touch. Having trouble concentrating, paying attention, trouble with memory, momentarily thinking that they see or hear something that's not there. So a visual, but it can also be auditory, hallucinations, hearing things that aren't happening, that maybe I'm hearing something that you're not hearing. So sometimes that starts subtle and you know that, oh, it was just my brain. I just heard something. You know, for the example of being up too many days in a row. You know, in youth, struggles in school, and it's really easy to play off that, oh, it's just teenage behavior. But when the star basketball player stops playing basketball and won't come out of their room, it's typically a little bit more than just typical teenage behavior. But they can seem subtle, and it can be easy to identify that things are looking different. Lack of motivation, energy, maybe their appetite changes or sleep changes. So all of those little things might be happening before something is distressing to them. So that that visual thing that they think they see, they know it's not there. And the break happens when they believe that that is there.
Mm-hmm. So they lose touch with our reality.
Right. You know, I was given a demo of a product of several years now in the jail. And I mean, that's happened to be where we demoed the product, but it was tried to mimic for a person, you know, what psychosis might be like. And it, you know, you wore headphones and these screens on your eyes, and then it really mixed up your sensations. I noticed that it put the wrong smells with pizza. You know, had sounds coming in. It took the voice when someone was talking to you and took that into a different auditory, you know, dimension. And I ask you, and I'm telling you this because, like you've said here, this is 15 to 25 as the program. I mean, kids like my 9-year-old, you know, he's got some pretty creative things that he comes up with, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, really, this 15 to 25, why is that such a strong category?
So we just came back from a conference that was kind of all about this. The brain, the adolescent brain, changes a lot. And without getting too scientific, there's a couple different theories why psychosis happens. The leading one has to do with kind of the brain pruning, over pruning itself. Now, there is a genetic component to it. And then there's also stressors. So, you know, somebody might, even if they have a genetic predisposition to a psychotic illness, if they never experience like a trauma or if they never experience, you know, extended poverty or some of these kind of structural risk factors, they might never have a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So really there's a lot of evidence that shows how much trauma affects having a psychotic break, and that's pretty significant.
So you're saying that, you know, basically the brain is still developing. I mean, maybe there's a neuroplastic component here too. I hope that early intervention is like really key, right? Mm-hmm. Because I mean, is pruning kind of a reference to how the dendrites or whatever neurologically the brain structures and evolves?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what we see statistically speaking is that males tend to experience psychosis a little earlier, and females tend to experience psychosis a little later, which is why we have that range from late adolescence and young into young adulthood is that development of the brain. Mm-hmm. And while those neural pathways are being developed, when you get this early, you can really protect the brain during its development.
I see.
And something like 3% of a population experiences the psychiatric disorder, as psychosis disorder. So we know in general in Lincoln County that we have youth, young adults who are experiencing this who have an opportunity to come in and get some assistance. And when folks come in, sometimes a parent might be really worried that these early risk factors are being identified.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just peace of mind to say, no, they're fine. It really is the normal teenage years. So there's some extensive tools to help identify what is leading towards that if it hasn't been a break, and what is maybe some other areas that they could use some social supports.
Yeah. So I appreciate that so much, because I feel like what you're saying is, you know, don't be intimidated to get, you know, some help, get some advice, because maybe this just, like you're saying, nothing severe, but if it is, it's better to really know now and work with it.
Right. And we are also really trying to be culturally aware. You know, with somebody who hears a voice like, and maybe in their culture, it's a shaman that, and it's comforting and warm and there's no distress. And it's not something that would be something for a treatment program. So really cueing through and looking at what is culturally appropriate for that family, and what's causing distress.
Yeah. I love that you're aware of it, man. If we had another half hour, I'd be asking about this. That's the kind of stuff that really gets me going. So, you know, you two, thank you so much for the work that you do. And we've got like 40 seconds left. Where would somebody contact the county? What would be the first step?
Call the Nye Street Clinic here in Newport. That phone number is 541-265-4179. You can ask for anybody on the ESA team.
And just ask for the ESA team. They'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so remember, those are the numbers. You can find this information on Lincoln County's website. Shelby Houston, Sarah Hurd, thank you so much for the work you do.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening today. You can find this program on Lincoln County's website, also on Yquinna Bay Communications if you'd like to listen again. Have a great day, and we'll be here same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.